Hey, wonderfuls. Welcome to episode 550 of the JV Club. I'm so excited that we hit 550 right in the middle of Max Fun Drive. That feels right. And you know what else feels right? The fact that I have Biz Ellis, host of One Bad Mother, and she joined me for this episode. And oh my gosh, I laughed and laughed, and it was a much needed laugh. So it was so great to have Biz. And you know who else it's great to have? My very own, all right, our very own, Julian. You're here with me to talk about Max Fun Drive. Julian, hello.
That's great, because I don't, you know, I'm not used to getting introduced as a guest on podcasts, especially not from people who host podcasts that I work on. So I was about to think, like, okay, where's the file of the guest? Oh, wait, it's me, Janet, it's me. It's great to talk to you.
If it helps to take on the personality of what you imagine to be a JV Club guest, I want you to help yourself to that. But as you know, you will be a boy of summer. So if you just flash forward to that moment in time.
Let me just remember, like, okay, high school, I'm much more successful than I am. Okay, all right, I'm here.
Relatable. Julian, you have been editing my podcast for years, and editing my podcast means so much more than just throwing the editing together. You're also a producer on the show, and of course, you are one of the co-owners of Maximum Fun, and because it's a cooperative. So I want to thank you so much for being with me all these many years and putting up with just the, you know, crazy last minute stuff that comes up and, you know, all of the ums and ahs that I'm sure you help make sense. Like this right now. Who knows? You could leave this in so everyone knows what it's like when I'm just like hemming and hawing all over the place and it's not getting tightened up.
The secret is everybody loves the hems and haws as long as they are coming from a person that they very much appreciate. And I would very much qualify you amongst all of your Max Fun fans and the people that have become Max Fun members in the name of the JV Club. I don't think that they would change a thing about this show. And it has been a total delight to work on it for these many years. I have to remember just how many years because, you know, 2020 up until now really messed up my timeline.
It's lost all meaning. It's absolutely lost all meaning. Well, as I mentioned before, you know, this is a network that is run by the people who love it, who run it, who own it, who are a family, who work together and are part of this amazing Max Fun community. And when you are a Max Fun member, you are a part of that community. And not only that, you are the reason that the community exists at all. So we want to thank you so much. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a place where I can imagine $5 a month getting better used and stretched to every penny of being a value. I don't think that place exists.
I have always taken the fact that we ask people for money whenever they go to maximumfun.org/join. It's just, I always, there's something funny about it. It's not a natural thing with me because I'm not a salesman.
It's not for any like, of us. Know. Let's be honest. Everyone is like, here's what I love about Max Fun Drive and here's what I don't love. Asking people for money. But then you're like, oh, wait. So in other words, all the stuff I do love about Max Fun only exists because of Max Fun, right?
Right, and it's a reality of how we, you know, we try to approach everything. And I always try to remember that you think about a lot of the other media enterprises and media outlets that you put your money towards. I'm talking your Netflix, you got your Max, you got your Peacocks, you got your...
I'm hearing a lot of giant conglomerate companies that gobble each other up and become super companies.
At the end of the day, your money there, while it gets you what those people are providing, it does not make a difference, really, if they just decide to pull the plug on one of your favorite shows because, sorry, didn't do the numbers it needed.
Yeah.
Forget about if that was the result of a million other things that are besides how much people enjoyed that said show or said product.
Totally.
It doesn't matter. They'll pull the plug anyway. But that's what I've always loved is here, your money truly does make a difference. I get people all the time, I can only give the $5. Like, is that really going to? Yes. I promise you, $5
a
month will do so much here at MaximumFun.org/join. It will go so far and it will make great things happen. And what's even more fun is that I've had some people tell me, you know what? I just mentioned a lot of subscription services. Don't like the subscription. Not about it. I don't like subscribing. It's just, it hurts every single month. I get the little notification in my credit card and it's just not fun. Can I do something and support you guys? Yes, you can. How about a one-time $60 contribution? Just $60. Nice. We'll see you in 12. You are a Max Fund member for the year.
Yeah. When you put it like that, that's like not very much money.
Yes. I mean, it's like, it's just, I always just try to think of it all in context of, like I mentioned, all those places, your money's not going to great use there other than getting you those services. But those shows that you love, you're crossing your fingers every off season, just like everybody else.
Oh, for sure. And now that's even true with podcasts, you know, like I'm just so many of my favorite podcast. Like, yeah, I'm not going to get into it, but I think a lot of us probably all listen to the same like couple of podcasts that might as well be on Max Fun. And frankly, I wish we're on Max Fun because they're such Max Fun shows. But they were owned by giant companies that previously were slightly smaller giant companies. And we all heard about it. It's like, oh, we're going to cut these award winning shows loose because it's just like not good for our bottom line. And I'm really glad that we're not that. It just makes me really, really grateful.
Yep. This show and all the other shows, like I think one of the big things that happened with a lot of those other shows that you might be talking about across other networks is that they were beholden to a lot of advertising and they were beholden to shareholders. When those advertisers dried up, the shareholders did not see value in them anymore because they're like, wait, people don't want to buy ad space anymore. Sorry, that show's got to go. Where's the money? We're talking about the bottom line here more than anything. And I'm very thankful to say that that has not happened at Maximum Fun. And that's because of all of you great Max Fun members who have decided that shows like the JV Club truly matter to you. And you have gone to MaximumFun.org/join and signed up to become a Max Fun member.
That's right. You can do it for as little as $5 a month. And rest assured, we're going to talk about this a little bit more through the episode, but you're also about to be delighted by Viz Ellis. What a blast this conversation was. I can't wait to get into it. Everybody, listen up, and we'll talk to you in just a little bit. Did that feel like a good match?
I felt like that was spot on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, it is all downhill from
here. Oh, I know. Well,
the clap. Many people write in and say, I don't know why Julian keeps the clap in.
He doesn't.
But it is the highlight. It's the best part.
Oh, is it? We love the clap.
How sad. People just love that clap.
They do
love
like that
it.
Clap. Watch this. I'm going to fuck everything up.
Biz, what? No,
yep.
What?
Yep. Oh, God. No, the mic is still fine. Yep, sorry. I just wanted to get, if the audience likes the clap.
Don't tempt fate.
The audience likes the clap. It's definitely not a good tagline for Max Fun Drive.
The audience likes the clap. Wait, don't be mad, but which one is the clap? Is that gonorrhea? Is it?
I have no.
And why is it called the clap?
Have no,
you know what I mean?
Idea. Probably
syphilis.
I'm gonna.
Clap,
I don't think it's syphilis.
You know, you're right. No one calls that anything but syphilis. Probably.
Yeah.
It's serious.
It's got.
They're all serious.
Well,
I'm terrible. Don't let me teach children. Yeah, don't let me anywhere near a sex ed class.
No, this is good because I can. If my teen was here, I'd be like, "Hey, Katie Bell, what's the clap?"
Yeah.
And they'd be like, "I don't know what you're talking about, old lady. Those aren't modern day. I'm sure people still get the clap."
I'm going to look it up.
Right.
I'm so sorry, everyone. It's not, you know, it's not that I have a kind of podcast where I just have to sit and look up things on the internet, but
that would be a good podcast.
But, you know,
if only we could find the answer, Janet.
It's gonorrhea.
Is it? You were right.
And also, shout out, because all you have to do
is
put the clap. All I had to do is put the clap.
Clap.
And it was like, oh, gonorrhea. Let me show you what it looks like.
You have gonorrhea. Now. And now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds. And sure, it has some sort of anti-feminist origin.
Oh, God. I'm sure you're right. It's like, you want to clap down on the women who spread this thing.
It's their fault.
Down with women. Clap them on the face with your open palm.
They have vaginas.
Gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
Ugh. Also, the STD-gov.org.
Oh, goodness.
Wants you to, this is an interesting choice.
Okay.
I don't know why this is, it's like, what is gonorrhea? The clap, STD, or gonorrhea, misspelled as G-H-O-N-O-R-R-E-A, G-O-N-O-R-R-E-A, G-O-N-O-R-R-H-O-E-A, etc.
It like, all still means
is
you've
it
got
that helpful?
Gonorrhea.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, mine's spelled with a H-O-E-A at the end. So that's not gonorrhea.
It's not, I've got gonorrhea. And that's
we got
fun.
It.
Did we find it?
I got why.
Oh, why?
The infection, sometimes referred to as the clap. Ew. The nickname of the clap refers to a treatment that used to clear the... Oh, no. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
Clear the blockage in the urethra from pus.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go. Clap it.
Let's go back to the actual clap. Got to give people the actual clap. They did not want to hear that.
That's now.
This is Max Friend Drive. I don't need to hear. And I didn't know you could hear the sound of losing listeners, but that definitely what I just heard as I said those words.
You said that. That was it. The Max Friend Drive is when we drive them away, right?
No. That is why.
I know.
No.
I know. Quick, get a McElroy.
Yes, we'll get him back. We'll get him back. We'll get him back.
Just
we'll
tell him a
back.
McElroy's this is gonna be great. Coming. Get a McElroy in here, quick.
Yeah. Get a McElroy. Yeah. If you can't find a McElroy, start describing a cute behavior of two animals that aren't the same species who love each other. Like when a cat is licking and cleaning a dog's face and the dog is just in heaven and the dog doesn't want to move too much because they're afraid they'll startle the cat away. They're coming back. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi. Clap.
Welcome back. Yay.
Happy Max Fun Drive.
Happy Max Fun Drive. Wait, are you wearing, speaking of, a cute little Pasadena Humane Society shirt?
I am.
That's really cute.
I volunteer there.
How is it?
It's really nice. I get to hang out with cats that need to be volunteered. I go for like 2 hours and I socialize with them. And some days.
Should I be doing this?
It's really nice. I think there's supposed to be another volunteer with me, but they stopped showing up for my slot. And I will, and I'm grateful. So I just sit and I like talk to cats.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah, it's really nice. It's nice.
Have you been, do you get a chance to really get to know some of the cats? Or is the good news that you don't because people are constantly coming in and adopting them?
I will say there are some cats that have come and gone very quickly. And then there are other cats, you know, if they have a dental problem. I'm like, dude, the cats are over 8. They're going to have a dental problem. Yeah. Whatever. But right now, there's Dr. Seuss, and he is orange with white socks and is a delight. He was surrendered. He's 8 years old. Yeah. He's a love. And then there's another cat that has just been at the where we do it. We're like an outpost for Pasadena Humane. It's 1 year old. It was also surrendered, and it wants to just stay in a blanket.
Cat in a blanket.
He's just a cat in a blanket. And so I just leave that cat alone.
Well, I guess that's what you're saying. If you're wrapping yourself in a blanket, we all know what that feels like. It usually means the blanket is the attention that we want.
Yes.
And that's enough.
That's all I need.
We've all been there. Yeah. We've all been there.
Gonna be there in like 2 hours.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I do have an electric blanket on right now. My little studio space gets weirdly like East Coast cold. I'm not sure where it's drawing the cold from, but every time I come in, I'm like, so I have a little lap electric blanket that I put on one, and it just does the trick.
I've shifted into, I got a heating pad because everybody here in my house thinks electric blankets are weird. I was like, I don't understand. I grew up with them, but I got a heating pad, and it's extra large. If you search Amazon for heating pads, Amazon for some reason thinks they are the perfect gift for mom, wife, or girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a period thing? Is that what we're saying?
Their back hurts so much. I don't know. Maybe period thing. But again, it's like Happy Mother's Day.
Right.
Here's a heating pad.
Right. Right.
And so I had to find one that wasn't the most offensively marketed. Yeah. But every night I put it on and I sit on it. And it's nice.
You know what? And I hadn't owned an electric blanket of any kind in so long. And I think I thought there was something wrong, bad. And maybe there is. I don't know. But this is like a pretty newfangled, you know, it turns off by itself like after 5 minutes. I mean, it's a real kind of, you know, I'm not, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not sure how much damage it could be doing. But again, this is Max Fun Drive. Yeah. If you care about me, if you care about Biz, if you care about your podcasters, you know, you are the reason that we exist. So you have a burden of care as well. I need you to medically write into me and tell me if having my electric blanket on one for 45 minutes to an hour every few days is damaging. Yeah. I will listen. I will listen.
Janet, if I know anything and about podcast hosts, you love opinions.
I love opinions.
You do.
That's what we do this for.
We do this so that we can say things and then get feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I've noticed people never, you probably really have to coax these opinions out of people, is people don't have opinions on whether someone else is a good parent or not. That's one of those things that you really have to try to get a random stranger on the street to point and tell you whether or not you're being a good mother to your child.
To be fair, One Bad Mother seems to have spawned an amazing community that literally will stop strangers on the street and tell them they're doing a good job.
Especially
if you're in a Target and there's a kid screaming at the top of their lungs and there's a mom on the verge of tears or a dad on the verge of tears, that's the person you go up to. You want the breakdown parents or the ones who are enjoying themselves. But watch me tie this into Max Fun Drive. We're joking about podcast opinions, people liking or not liking. But to be fair, the voices that podcasters sometimes hear more than others are the more critical. And Max Fun Drive is such a good opportunity if you really love your podcast that you listen to. If you really love Janet, you should be like out there doing the tweets, or the X's, doing the Instagram posts, and just say, hey, I love you. I really enjoy listening to you. I mean, obviously, it's also really good to support shows that you love with $5 a month.
Yeah.
Because these things cost money and we're listener supported. But it's also nice to get a like.
That is true. That being said, I've got a great idea. Yeah. I'd love to find a way to combine all the things we're talking about. And I would like, if you like my podcast, I want you to find a mother on the verge of tears in a Target.
You will.
I don't need you to tell them. Don't tell them to listen to my podcast. I just want you to go up to them and say, it looks like you're having a really tough day, but I love Janet Varney. And then pat her on the shoulder. And then get out of there.
Yeah, I think that's
good. And I mean, get out quick, because she's not going to appreciate that.
Also, if you want to just really win that parent over, lean into the kid who's having the meltdown and just say, you're doing a great job. If you yell louder, you'll get it. You will break them. Would help. And then run. Yeah, then run.
I mean, I am 100% sure. Like, I don't know that I have a memory, because memory is so fallible, but especially if someone tells you a story about yourself, then you're like, I remember that. So I can't say with utter confidence that I remember throwing tantrums in stores, but I am very sure it happened. I was so histrionic when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, everything was the end of the world. And so I'm wondering if you were also that. Were you an emotionally charged child?
Second child. My sister, highly emotional. I watched her go through her teens, slamming doors. You're a bitch! You know, like all that shit. I didn't want to go through it like that. So I did you're going to be one or the other. You're either going to be super highly emotional, meltdown, or you develop a strong sense of humor and you keep your cards close to your chest and you just don't tell your parents, right? Like, you don't be like, you don't understand, you're not listening. You say, everything's great. I'm 100%. So like, as a kid, I think I was probably charming, but according to my parents. Now, I don't think I had friends. Kids went home crying because I was a bit of a boss. And but my family says somebody's got to be the boss. So, you know.
So that's different than being a bully.
Yeah.
That you were being bossy. I'm sorry. You were being a boss. I shouldn't say bossy.
Well, bossy's okay. Because that's what I think when you're that age, it's a little more bossy. It's a little more like, this is what we're going to do. And if you don't do it, I'm going to make you, like, I guess, feel like shit so that you want to go home, 8-year old. You got to learn how to harness that skill.
Yes, for sure.
How to harness it. It's.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, again, I think, I don't know. As I get older, I appreciate forthrightness so much. And I don't know that I necessarily did, but I didn't, like, my parents weren't super, like, passive aggressive at all. So when that kind of parenting comes at me from other sources, I get really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And whereas the person whose parent it is will be like, ugh, I grew up with that. Don't even pay attention to that. You know, but I'm like, okay, what are they saying? Like, this is a puzzle I need to solve. And they're like, no, that's what they want. Don't do that. Don't try to solve it. Just let it roll over you. It's just a hot breeze. You are ready to have pass. But you know, even the kid that's like, there's something like, for me, thinking about like so many relationships as a young person, especially in grade school and junior high, where, you know, my girlfriends would just stop talking to me or they would tell me to stop talking to someone else for a while. Like, let's freeze someone out. And like, there was just so many machinations going on. And I just felt my dad really was like, you know, had primary custody of me. And he's like a dad, like he's a very kind of straight ahead dude, very emotional, but definitely not Machiavellian.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah. Like, you know, how do I navigate this? So just having a friend who's like, we're going to do this because I want to, I would be like, thank you. Great. Cool. Thank you for being so upfront. Boss me, please. Boss me.
This
is clear. I understand where we are. I know where I know where all the game pieces are. I don't have to look for any of them. You know what I mean?
We're not shutting anybody out. We're just collecting people and bringing them with us.
We're starting a cult. Starting a cult.
That's right. You know, we haven't gotten into that with my teen yet. Like, so far, I don't know if it's just that they were in like a really weird, very small school for a while up till middle school, where there's a lot of social, emotional wellness.
Oh, yes.
So these kids all have language that I don't even have now. And then they moved to like a really big, like, high school that's like classic high school. Plus, it's an art school. So that might also, but like, you know, sometimes they'll come home and they'll be complaining about like a friend, like, oh, can you believe they said this? And like, I'm usually like, it just doesn't sound like anything that exciting. Yeah. Like, actually, I think you're all right. And actually, maybe it's you who might be being the jerk at this point, you know? But like, for the most part, there hasn't been the like slam books that like we had, or like you know, people I can remember being told like, don't talk to that person, right? Or and being the person that no one talked to, right? Like,
that is the worst. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Mm-mm. It is you really understand, like, oh, okay, this is how this is a bad example. All love out. I'm shouting out, giving nothing but love to all you Jehovah's Witnesses out there. I'm sure there's a huge Venn diagram crossover with Max Fun listeners and Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
But the idea of like just freezing someone out, like, it is so effective. I mean, we know, we understand also shaming and canceling and all that stuff as varying levels of like perhaps going too far, perhaps just the right amount, perhaps whatever. I mean, socialization is extremely powerful. And we're very social creatures. But when someone just turns it off and you do not know why, it goes to your very core of like, how will I ever know when I'm doing something? How will I know to not do a thing if I don't know what it is in the first? Like, that's a mind fuck.
Yeah.
Little bit of a mind fuck.
What's not a mind fuck is Max Fun Drive. And clap.
For a second, I was like, wait, mind fuck is also MF.
I know.
So mind fuck drive. I got confused and thought we were in the middle of mind fuck drive. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Aren't we
I got
always?
So confused.
I think we're always. I feel like I'm always in the middle of mind fuck drive.
Oh, okay. Yes. So where are you a teenager when you're in high school? Where is this happening?
Okay. My first 2 years of being a teenager, I was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, home
great.
Of...
Great. One of the great city names in the United States.
That's right. Home of the University of Alabama. So grew up running around that campus because my dad worked at the university. So, like, this was a long time ago, the 80s. And so, like, in a...
Do you want background music?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
I was a little more Echo and the Bunnymen, but we'll get there.
Oh, don't even. Bring on the dancing horses. I picked the most cheerful one. I should have probably done.
But most popular.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, so good.
I think at that time I was Bring on the Dancing Horses. I was very Flock of Seagulls. But we used to like run around campus because no one paid attention to us. And so we got to see like REM and like all Echo and the Bunnymen, like all these bands just playing on campuses at like outdoor parties and shit.
Yep. Yeah. I saw the Pixies like that in the 90s and was like, yeah, this is the shit right here.
This is the best. And high school was, my sister and I can go back and watch Dazed and Confused and laugh hysterically through it because paddles were still a thing. That whole scene where there's like the sorority thing where it's like, let's freshman bitches, all that. Like, well, we had, that was part of it. There was only one school, one high school for all of Tuscaloosa. And it turns out it was actually a type of experiment that was done in the late, early 70s where they just decided to put every kid in all of Tuscaloosa County. And so like sixth grade was its own build. It was like its own school. Seventh grade, its own school. Eighth, its own school. Ninth and 10th in one. 11th and 12th in another. Central High. And so you grew up with every kid in Tuscaloosa. So there were pros and cons. You were in a class with like valedictorian kids and you were in a class with a kid that had failed five times and now had a mustache and drove. People were given birth in bathrooms and shit. You know, there were like stabbings. And again, my sister and I are like, ha, ha, ha. And then he got stabbed in the head in the cafeteria, ladies. Oh, no. White apron was covered in blood. And we all just went back to third period.
Oh, my God.
And so, but the like upside is of all of that was the normalcy of diversity was just so part of it. Like, I just never grew up being like surrounded only by white kids, right? You know, which I think now a lot of kids can really find themselves in that situation. And became a junior, we moved to Birmingham, and I moved to a school that was literally the opposite of that. It was like is Vestavia Hills High School, home of, buckle up, the Rebels, as in old Rebel General. Like we didn't even have pep rallies at Central because they were too dangerous. And so the first pep rally, somebody pulled out a fucking Rebel flag at this high school, and I was under the bleachers in 2 seconds. Oh, I was like, God, what's happening? Oh, everybody's like, it's our mascot. And I was like, I'm freaking the fuck out. So that was high school. I had a lot of bad perms. I wasn't very popular because I had opinions. And in the Deep South, I had short hair too. That was very confusing.
So, okay. So is the perm contributing to the Echo and the Bunnymen? Like, are you getting volume from
there was a lot of volume,
and is it short in the back and kind of long in the front?
Yeah, no, it was all there. It was just like the bob that never stopped. And I will say I went through a
lot. Sounds pretty good to me, I gotta be honest.
I went through a lot of phases. So there was like the skater phase, There was the I'll pretend like I'm one of the popular kids and hang with cheerleaders. That didn't last long. There was the I just fuck it. I'll just be like a weird nerd kid. And that one stuck. But like I never had a group of my like friends. Like all my like I had like three good friends and one was cheerleader. One was a skater. And one was just that kid who always kept getting suspended. Laurie Crunk. God, I love Laurie Crunk.
Laurie Crunk.
She.
What a great name.
Yeah, she was great. Wild kid who everybody loved. So.
I had a lot. Okay, so everybody. Yeah. So, and was she getting? Was she getting suspended for serious stuff, or was like, ugh, she's just ditched too many times?
Yeah, that kind of thing, or just was like. Yeah, something like that. She just, you know, always was needed a little extra attention in a good way. I mean, that like my mom gave it to her. Like when she got her first pink slip, she came right over to my mom's office and was like, Miss Ellis, I got my first pink slip. And mom was like, good, Laurie Crunk.
Wait, did you say already that your mom worked at the school?
No, she worked near the school at a, like, she was a lawyer. So, like, she.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were saying she went into the office at the school to be like, look at what I was just got handed. Yep. Gotcha.
Nope.
What if she goes in? She's like, I need you to fight this.
Yeah.
Here's your retainer.
She's not that guy. She was like not that kind of lawyer. But it was, fuck it. It was all right. I have all my old diaries. It was fine. I
love a diary.
There is a lot of pining for things that I was not going to get, and that's okay.
Like what?
Like boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, boys. Mainly boys.
That's
mainly boys. I didn't have...
Pining is... Yeah. I mean, so often I feel like pining... Like, because I've talked to so many people over the last 12 years where, you know, pining seems universal. Whether or not you actually are dating or you are not dating anyone, pining sort of seems like it kind of comes into play, whether, you know, in some form or other, whether it's local pining or like I'm obsessed with this, you know, actor and this person is I'm pretending this person is my real life meant to be. And it represents somehow like not feeling like you are in a pool that you would ever choose from. So you're kind of waiting for the next thing. You know? So there's all different kinds of it. And I feel like the act of pining when you're a teenager is like more satisfying than the actual dating.
No, it is. I'm like waiting for my teen to start really pining. And like there's so many moments where like the door slams or like, you know, they're in there. Like I accidentally opened the door once and they had their headphones on. And they were like reflection in the window and they were like totally like crunk dancing kind of thing. And I was just like closing the door really quietly. They never knew I was there, but I was like, oh, how embarrassing and awkward. That's wonderful. And like, I think it's like hard as a parent to want to support them, but also like let them be miserable.
Yeah.
Because they need to be miserable a little, like it's part of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no...
I think about that a lot. I'm not a parent, and I think about that a lot, just with kids and parents and friends, my friends who have kids and stuff, wondering what that magic... There is no magic, you know, chemistry solution that's like, you do 50% this and 50% this, and that's perfect. You let them be 50% sad.
Yeah.
So the pine and the pining is going into the journals.
Yeah, pining is going into the journals. Everybody being like, everybody was like go to parties and they were drinking and I wasn't drinking yet.
You weren't? Okay.
No, I didn't really get into, I didn't blossom till college. And then I kept dropping out of college, so I blossomed. I didn't blossom.
You couldn't stop blossoming.
Janet, I'm still blossoming today. At 50, I think I finally have blossomed and finally know who I am. At this,
woo-hoo! Here, here.
Yay! Who wants to date me? My husband. My husband wants to date me. Who did you have? Did you pine for a celebrity? Did you have a celebrity pine?
I pined I was just into pining. I was super into pining. Give me a reason. Give me a person. Give me a person. Mm-hmm. I will pine. Deep pining for Jodie Foster and Steve Martin simultaneously.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
Deep pining. Ooh, deep pining.
I still pine for Jodie Foster and Steve Martin, to be fair.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, for sure. Yeah. I definitely watched the last season of True Detective. I kept thinking, like, oh, she's so much older. Like, I'm going to think of her more as a mom figure now. And I still was like, nah, she's sexy.
Yeah. Her body, she's too. Great. I was like, I'm so glad to see that body.
Oh, hell yeah. I was like, show me that. Not to objectify, but hello, Jodie.
No, I was.
Well, I haven't watched Naiad. Have you watched Naiad? Because I feel like we got a little glimpse of her legs in that one. And I was like, hold on, I gotta save this.
We got a glimpse of Jodie in True Detective. Yeah, I had never watched any of the True Detectives, but I was like, oh, Jodie's here?
Yeah, she showed up.
She showed up. She was good.
Totally, yeah. Totally. Did you have someone, did you have people in the, please say your name, Nicola.
So they have shifted through the years, but like probably early on, I had a lot of Wham. But if somebody was going to become gay, not become, but announce that they were gay.
Yes.
I had them on my wall at some point in time. Or
totally get it.
I went to dances with them in real life.
Yeah. Yes.
Multiple.
Well, that's
times.
Part of the alt. Yeah. I think I had a lot of alt. Like, not to say that there aren't queer kids scattered throughout, but I do feel like one of the reasons that I was drawn to alt kids was that it was more permissive. It just was. Yeah. It was a place where you could be weird and queer and be more open about it, or if not be fully out, you could still do everything but. You could do everything but.
That was not the case in the deep south in the 80s. It was, there was all kind of just offensive language all the time. I mean, you know, it's back when it was an insult to call somebody gay, right? Like,
Or queer.
Yeah, or queer. I don't even think that people had that word in the South. Mm-hmm. It was just like, what's the harshest, weirdest thing I can say about you? So I dated a lot of, I didn't date. I went to dances with a lot of my best friends that all eventually came out. You know, and they were all like, thanks, Biz. I was like, you're welcome. So Wham was on the wall. Aha was on the wall. I was deeply, as I got older, deeply in love with Seth Green. I always felt that Seth Green and I would be best friends. And so that
I bet you would.
Yeah.
Have you met him yet?
No. I keep telling all my friends, all the old sketch friends. I'm like, look, when you're famous, I'm only asking that you invite me to a party with Seth Green. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to get me a movie part. Know. Listen, I don't need a movie role. I don't need, I just think Seth Green and I would be buds, but it would have to be like a not weird like setup. But that, and I've always wanted to be a dead body in a Law and Order. But not.
You're not the only one.
But not with the word whore written across my chest.
Oh, no.
That's it. It's my only requirement. And then there was a time with, a little older, Chris Farley and David Spade.
Okay.
Humor gets me every time. Funny.
Oh,
very
sure.
Sexy.
Sure,
very sexy.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I get it.
All of them. Yeah. Just any and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you date at all in high school?
Not really. Not really. There was maybe by the time I got to my junior senior year, that was when I started to go on some dates. And the first date was with this guy named Jamie, who was very Christian. And he was a senior and I was a junior. And yeah, it was all right. It's all right. It's a lot of you got to be with me and the Lord. And I was like, I don't want to be with the Lord. At camp, Janet Varney, I was queen of camp. When we went to camp, when I went to camp, all that was my.
That was where
a lot of boys, a lot of fun, lot of good times. That was my.
Where was camp? And how long would you be there? Was this all? This is more than a week kind of a thing, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they were week long sessions, I loved it so much that my parents would let me go almost every week.
Yeah.
And then
who can blame you given the fact that you felt like people got you.
Yeah, people got me, even though it was a Christian camp. You know, the picture.
Is that where Jamie was?
No. That was where another guy was. They weren't all Christian at that camp, but you had to be pretend to be Christian at that camp. And it was fun Christian camp. It was the Lord said to Noah, there's got to be a bloody, bloody, It wasn't anything, no one was trying to baptize you or anything there. But, and it was called Camp Wanatoska. It was, my father went there.
Okay, legacy.
I went there. Katie Bell went there for a few years until I was just like, I can't send my kid who is exploring their identity back to a camp where they wouldn't be okay. You know what I mean?
Like, sure, of course.
It was, yeah, I was there from like second grade all the way through high school. You know, loved it.
You know what? I think that's so cool because I never had, that seems like a very Eastern, well, I say that, but I'm, you know, that's not necessarily true. I think of it probably erroneously as a very Eastern United States thing to do, more of a tradition, a lot of camps. And all of my camps were like one and done. Like there was no, I couldn't even tell you if they were camps that repeated. Like, you know what I mean? I just know one year I went away to computer camp.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Let's swim in the lake and then go write letters to your parents on computers was like the degree of, that's where the computers came in. It was like, you can type a letter to your parent.
I'm going to make this computer camp.
But yeah.
Over and over and over and over.
I mean, come on. But yeah, I didn't have that. So I guess my point is like anytime I went somewhere that was a sleepaway type environment, it was always brand new and therefore very scary and lonely. And it just when you were and it were short. So just when you started to feel like you're kind of getting your bearings, you were done.
Yep.
And so the idea of having this place that you knew to look forward to every summer that you felt some ownership of and you were like, I know what to expect. Yes, there's going to be new exciting stuff happening, but. And I'm sure there's still nerves involved with, you know, first going. But to be like, this is a space I know. I belong here. I know what it feels like to be away from my parents in this space. I just think that's really cool.
Yeah. I was a kid who didn't mind being away from the folks. So I did like a lot of those. Like I didn't have the like sleepaway homesickness kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And like I did a lot of like, my summers were always doing like archaeology things with the museum at the university. You go out and That's look at awesome. Some rocks and shit, you know, like, and it was, it saved me probably through all of those like more tumultuous years to be like, all I got to do is get through this year and then I'll be back at camp. And then, it was a big help. That kind of thing was a big help. And I, you know, sort of had hoped for something similar for my teen. And they like they had a nice time, but it, I mean, again, it was just a different culture than than the culture we're raising, you know, our kids in. And it's fine. I mean, a lot of great kids out there, but I texted my sister on one of Katie Bell's like first day of camp. We're dropping her off. And as I'm going down the hill, headed towards the camp's changed a little. It became a very popular camp over the last 10 years. So up the hill towards the bunks comes like five girls that are all like clearly about Katie Bell's age. They all are wearing matching shirts and they all have their hair like up in the ponytail with the bow and they're all coming up. And I was like, Helen Michelle, I just passed this girl. And she goes, you just passed a gang. That was a gang. And I was like, oh God, Katie Bell, good luck. Good luck.
Oh,
good luck with the gang.
Different world.
Yeah.
That is a really interesting place to be where you know you had this great experience and you don't know how much of it is going to carry over into another generation because sometimes it does and can and works. And then sometimes, like the culture's changed or... to be like, I want you to have the, but if you're not having the experience, you know, whatever your version of the experience I had was, if you don't get the same feelings that I got, then, you know,
I think
you're not a parent who's going to be like, get back out, get back there until you have that feeling, you will be going there.
I am the parent who's like, I do not encourage my children to sign up for things or, and they're not athletically inclined. It's not true. They're really good at like hitting baseballs, but none of them want to play it. And I'm like, okay. So our Saturdays are free. Like we are, like, I have like a never, I don't encourage them to go out and do those things. And they are fine with it. And they do plenty. They do plenty. Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, good. Like, you know, I don't, Katie Bell just started high school and I was like, I don't need you to go and get honors everything. Like, she was like, I have to do honors and I have to sign up for geometry because I was taking algebra in eighth grade. And I said, listen to me. It's high school. It's your freshman year. Take Algebra 1 again and ace it. Take Spanish 1 again. Don't. We all know you're smart, baby girl. You don't need to, like, you're not going to Harvard. Like, we don't need to start grooming for a specific college. You'll find a college if you even want to go.
Yeah.
And
I have to say, I appreciate all of that because I also feel like I perceive, you know, when it's not the parents' fault either, because that they're being fed that also culture. Like, there's, you know, there's just a sense
of pressure.
You know, again, if it's making, if it's something that kids, your kids are excited about and want to do, that's great. But just, the idea of like checking a series of boxes feels like very anxiety inducing.
Yeah. And I think, like, look, again, everybody's family is different. And the main thing that I think I've learned from doing the show all these years is whatever you are just so sure is the right way to do something, you can wake up tomorrow and change your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And or stick with it. Doesn't mean it was wrong. And I mean, that was the key. That's the key, is that, like, whatever you chose because it was the right thing to choose in that moment. And you might know or experience something differently a day, a week, a year later, and it will allow you to make a different choice. And it doesn't mean your first choice was bad, and it doesn't mean the next choice is good either, right? Like, it could be equally bad, right? You might have to go back to the first choice. But, like, I think the pressure that, like, our culture puts on people who have kids in their house is outrageous. And that, when the reality is, nobody actually gives a shit what you're doing. Like, they really don't. Like, I mean, if you, like, let your kid get into, like, the gorilla enclosure at the zoo, then, and by the way, when that happened, like, 8 years ago, Teresa and I still think of that woman. Teresa and I are still like, I wonder how that mom is doing. You know, like, this mom, like, I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
Because what a horrible moment that then had to be publicized all over the world. Like, God, I think of you, gorilla mom. But, like, it's, no one cares that your kid slept. No one cares that your kid does gymnastics. No one cares. The only people who care are you and your kids. And then, so, like, do what you like, or don't do it all. You're doing a good job. Whatever.
Here's what I loved about what you just did is I feel like you were channeling Maude from Harold and Maude.
Oh, thank
which is one
you.
Of my all-time favorite people in the entire universe.
All-time favorite movies. Ever.
It, I feel like between Harold and, now listen, I'm not saying that, like, my life's choice is that you should date someone who's an octogenarian, although she was very cute and sexy.
She was.
But I think, like, when I think about the stuff that really stayed with me, I'm like, I guess if I just, like, if all I ever had was A Wrinkle in Time and Harold and Maude, like, I'd be a good person.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'd be a good person.
Yeah, I know.
Those were, if those were my points of reference, I would be a good person. Simple as that.
Yeah, for me, it was Harold and Maude, very much so. And then the Meatballs. Which 100% makes me a good person. it might not make my children good, but it was very influential for me. Those are very much. Wrinkle in Time is very good. Beverly Cleary's Super Fudge. That was one I had memorized and thought it was so funny and thought it was so great. We reread it with Ellis, with my youngest, who's like 10. And he was like, this is the greatest book. And I was like,
Wait, okay, so you know what I get confused about is Beverly Cleary versus Judy Blume.
Yeah, Judy Blume is like forever. It's
Are You There, God?
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Then Again, Maybe I Won't.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then Beverly Cleary's Ramona, Quimby.
Super Fudge.
Super Fudge. Got it.
There was that rat. the mouse.
Runaway Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah,
not
yeah,
to
yeah.
be confused. Yeah, don't be confused with Stuart Little. This it's is a different mouse. Runaway Ralph is a rebel.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in the sense that your high school mascot was, but he had a tiny motorcycle.
Right. Right.
How did he have a motorcycle?
I don't know.
It was just like a fully functional model motorcycle that you could actually drive.
Right. Required gas. Right? Like
Did you ever read The Trumpet of the Swan? That's like a E.B. White. Louis the Swan is born without, or Louis is born without a voice, and then he has to cut the little webs on his
things
so he can play the trumpet.
No, thank you. We'll never. Ellis, so my second child has some beautiful neurodiversity. And one of the things that will catch you if you're not paying attention is deeply empathetic to all things. And so could never read that. Velveteen Rabbit, as far as Ellis is concerned, does not exist. Does not exist. If you. Several Easters ago, he was like maybe four. I'm going to say four. And I have pulled out my mother's 1960s like rabbit cake pan, right? Uh-huh, and it's, I have made this cake. We're having people over. It is pink frosted with a little green bow tie.
This is sounding great.
The whole nine yards. And it's time to cut the cake. And I go right for the head and cut the neck. Ellis screamed for like 30 minutes. Like he was so sad. And from that point on, he won't eat a cupcake with a face. He won't eat like cookies that have like shape like a duck. Not going to do it.
I love him.
I do too. Does make parties really hard. If you go to parties, it makes like, the world is hard for a kid who doesn't want to eat something with literally a face on it, not like a chicken.
Yeah.
But like a.
That's very sweet.
Princess Leia cupcake. You know? Like, nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not happening.
I have to say, that's ratcheted it up from how highly emotional I was, where. Yeah, like if we passed like a squirrel that had been hit by a car, like my day was over. Yeah. I had to be like taken to a room.
A fainting couch.
And spoken softly to as all of the water from my body exited through my eyes.
God. I think that was also like, Stefan is more emotional than I am too. Like I have whatever gene just shuts it down and just pack it in. And so to have Ellis, who is... like literally held together with emotions.
Yeah.
It is a different parenting experience. And it's so bad. It's like when Katie Bell gets upset about, like she starts to get sad about just like something about like algebra or whatever. I'm like, it's so hard for me not to be like, get it together, Katie Bell. Jesus Christ. It's just algebra. Suck it up. Yeah. Right. Like pull it. And like, yes, I know. That's really terrible. It's really bad. I'm like, you're a woman! You're going to have to keep it together the rest of your life!
It's good that you have both. It's good that you have both of you.
Yes.
Everybody's getting a little different skills, different talents, different ways in. Sometimes the emotional kid needs to not be like coddled in that way. Sometimes they do. Like, it's nice to have choices. Hey, everybody, it's Janet and Julian again, and we are just looking back on our last year together on the JV Club, thinking about some of the amazing feedback that we got from listeners and the amazing feedback we got from guests. You know, I could not believe that we had Tegan and Sarah on. That was so amazing. We had Vicki Peterson from the Bangles, which was also just like huge music legend. Just a ton of episodes that, you know, I just never gets old in the dozen years that I've been doing the show. You know, when I get those emails from people that say, oh my gosh, I had no idea someone else had gone through XYZ, or whether it's a totally new experience that you're hearing about someone else having that you can't relate to at all, but it just lifts you up in a day where you just needed to feel like you weren't the only person who's ever gone through something. I don't know. It's just, it. I cry every time. Like, I cry every time I get one of those letters, and they all go into a special folder, and then they make me feel good on days when I need to feel better. So it's a real circle of life.
And I think that the funny thing that I think about with the JV Club is that there are a lot of interview podcasts, a lot of interview shows out there. Not all of them get into those types of things about life that all of these creative and funny people have opinions about and things that they think about. A lot of the times, like, to be frank, as somebody who's worked in the interviewing space for a little over a decade now, a lot of the times it is a commercial. Like, they are trying to plug something that they have right. just made. But here, you guys really get into the weeds about, like, this is what my relationship with my parents was like. This is what it was like before I found myself, you know, years after I was a teenager. That's not something that people can, like, very easily, you know, just decide that they want to open up like that, but they are given a lot of space here. And that is all thanks to the hard work of Janet Varney. And it is the hard work of all of you people who have decided that you just want to give a little bit of money every single month after going to MaximumFun.org/join and selecting the JV Club as one of the podcasts that you listen to. It is all so worth it. Look at the great conversations that you've gotten this year alone. It's great.
It's been so fun. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but you're not just getting the conversations that are happening on the podcast that are going out to the entire world. You are also getting the bonus content. You know, if you're a member, you are getting bonus content that is so stacked, it's like kind of mind-boggling. I mean, you know, there have been episodes that have we've really just kind of reserved our full episodes for our BOCO, like Tatiana Maslany, who is constantly amazing me with her performances in everything from Orphan Black, Perry Mason, or She-Hulk. She is rad. That is a full episode that's available as BOCO. Darcy Carden from The Good Place and a million other things. And then also just like real, like, fun, dumb, great, like, couldn't stop laughing, crying, I was laughing so hard BOCO, like I did with Carrie Poppy last year when we read our teenage journals to each other. It was definitely humiliating in the best possible way.
The amount of comments that we have gotten that said, I didn't know that Janet was a person just like me who had all these crazy things going on in her journals and her diaries at the time, which was amazing.
Oh, no. Trying so hard to just sound as smart and mature and, like, brilliant, you know? I mean, we just all do it. We all do it. That's, like, the perfect age to be like, look at me, everyone. I'm a star. But really, I'm just writing the same exact stuff that other people with broken hearts are writing in their journals.
It's like, listen here. I heard these song lyrics. They meant something to me. Damn it, they're going to mean something to everybody. I discovered them, okay? And when they're picking out my journals, they're going to be like, oh, my goodness, the philosopher of our time.
100%. A blast. And then, by the way, not just my BOCO. We're talking about BOCO from the entirety of the network. There is a library that could take you through, like, probably months of not having anything. Like, if you were like, you know what, I'm going to stop listening to everything else except for Max Fun BOCO, and I'm going to listen to it consistently, I still feel like I'd check in with you in a few weeks and be like, nope, still going through it. It's a massive library of amazing BOCO.
I believe that at last count, it was at 600 hours, and that is that is going to change, I think, very soon, because more and more people are going to keep adding content throughout the year, not just right now. And so when you, like, I'm just talking about a value proposition here, you're on the fence thinking about, is a Max Fun membership really worth my $5 every single month? You know what, $5 a month for 600 hours of bonus content and counting, because there will continue to be more throughout multiple shows. Hell, the greatest thing about it too is that you don't just get to hear all those shows as the shows that you already love, bonus content from all of those great shows that I'm sure you care about. As you said, it gets you access to every single bonus content episode that any show has ever put out on the network. And you might even discover a new favorite. We've had lots of people who said, like, I didn't even think about this show, but I just saw it in my bonus feed. And I said, I'm going to listen to all these brand new shows like Secret Histories and Durham Mysteries that got added to the network. You could just go through any number of these really niche shows and maybe you'll find new love. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. And let's talk for a second about if you can do the $10 a month level, because that's the other thing Max Fun is known for during its Max Fun drives is the sweet, sweet ass gifts.
Oh.
They are so good that you guys as a network spend so much time really thinking about and talking about, y'all, this is a year-round proposition for Max Fun. You know, April, who is our sort of Max Fun Drive guru, she is working year-round on, you know, what is going to make sense for our listeners? What's going to give the members the most value? What's a really fun, unique gift that supports another small creator who's making, for example, our amazing Max Fun pins, which I am so crazy about. This year's pin is a little varsity jacket that says JV. It's so cute.
I love it. It's so great.
It's so, so cute. You know I love miniatures.
Pin your little jacket on a denim jacket, and you got a jacket-on-jacket situation. It's just, I'm so excited. I've also, like, my wife and I have been dabbling about, like, we found this little, like, craft situation that you could try doing where you can turn your pins into magnets. So, because one of the sad things is that I love all of them so much, and I always have a bunch of them, and I'm just like, I can't carry all of them on me at any point. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have them. I'm planning on populating my fridge, and that brand new JV Club pin that $10 members can get is going to be right up there amongst all of its friends, because they are just so, they look so darn good together. And honestly, you go through all, like, once again, you go through, once you become a member, MaximumFun.org/join. Pins are available at the $10 a month level, which is a fantastic price for a fantastic gift. When you go to MaximumFun.org/join, go to the $10 a month level to get that fantastic price for a fantastic gift. You can scroll through all the pins, because I think I can reveal there's a good chance that we're probably going to put out the pins available for everybody. So maybe you'll see one and you're just like, ooh, I want more. And it'll go towards a great cause on top of that. But it's only available for you $10 a month Max Fun members. I love the pins so much, and I'm so glad they're back.
I know, me too. Me too, me too. So if you head to MaximumFun.org/join, know that you can boost your existing membership. You can join afresh. You can join us, become a member of the community for the first time at $5 a month. You can do $10 a month. You do a little bit in between if you want to do that.
I love boosting.
We love a boost. We love a boost. MaximumFun.org/join. And now enjoy the rest of this episode with Biz. Biz, I got to get into this MASH game with you. I'm so excited about MASH.
Ooh. And I cannot wait. Teens today do have a slightly different. So let's see. Let me remember what your MASH questions are.
Tell me, are they like, well, I'm cultivating questions. Ones that that serve my interests.
Yes. Good.
In terms of, like, I'm sure there's stuff that are sort of quote unquote routine or traditional that are happening nowadays that it wouldn't even occur to me.
Yeah,
to
like
ask.
They don't have certain things on there that we would have like had. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. And when I was teaching my child how to do this, I was like, pick a pet. And like, they're all like, cat, dog, hamster. I'm like, you should be saying like a tiger.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I want a white tiger. Anyway, all right. I'm ready.
All right. Well, then in that case, I'm going to go with the first category, magical or unlikely pet.
Oh.
Three.
Okay. Three? Okay, great. I obviously...
Because you know you're going to end up with one.
I still... it's just like my marriage. I still want a white tiger. So
got to get that in there.
Doesn't have to be magical.
I must know.
Doesn't have to be magical. Just white tiger.
Yeah.
I would like I'm a big fan of Bigfoot. So I would like a mini Bigfoot, like a genetically altered, like, you know how they do that with dogs? Like they take big dogs and they make them little.
Like a tiny.
I want a tiny.
You want a toy. It's like a toy Sasquatch.
A teacup Sasquatch.
You want a teacup Sasquatch. I love it.
Teacup Sasquatch. Wait for that t-shirt, everybody. We'll come out with that one. If you join right now and support the JV Club and One Bad Mother.
Yes.
I don't know how to identify yourselves, but I will make a teacup Bigfoot t-shirt.
I am so excited about that. Yeah. And if you need me to try to help the design process, I have to say Last year during Max Fun Drive, I tapped into a love of illustrating that I frankly didn't know I had. So this Max Fun Drive just keeps giving back because I was doing all these state motto like and state
symbol drawings. I saw them. They were remarkable last year.
I mean, they're not. But like for someone who it started out as I was just saying, I'll draw you a stick figure. Ha ha, I suck.
Yeah.
And then like really giving myself the opportunity to blossom.
Ooh.
I was like, wait a minute. So I would be so happy to be involved in the design process with you. And we together will provide a teacup Sasquatch.
I think that's Sasquatch.
Fabulous.
All right.
And I think you can just email me. You can just email me at Janet. Or at Janet at JanetVarney.com and just say, hey, you know, check the grid because April will help us do that.
Yeah.
Give me that Sasquatch.
Yeah. Give me that Sasquatch.
Give me that Sasquatch.
Just when you support either show. Just hashtag, give me that Sasquatch or teacup Sasquatch. We'll find you.
And not either show. It's both.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
want
both.
You to just choose me. Yeah
both
it's,
shows.
You're checking both love. Boxes. We need that love. Yeah. Okay, right. Teacup Sasquatch,
last one,
White Tiger.
Last one will be a talking cat.
Great.
Because I do like cats. And it'd be nice for them to talk back.
Heavens, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Three movies that you can jump into whenever you want. You're not reliving the plot.
Got it.
You're just in that space, in that world.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting it all over you.
Meatballs.
Great.
I can jump into Meatballs anytime. I'm right there in it. Yeah. Hey, you on the water skis. There. I can, at any point in time, if I come upon the usual suspects, I can just jump in. I can just, like, I'm like, oh, damn, now I'm here for the rest of the, you know, hour or 2 hours.
Yep.
And then finally, The Mummy with Brendan Fraser.
Amazing.
That's my pleasure to step into.
That's a really fun movie.
I love Brendan.
I have to say it's a really fun movie. I remember that might have been the first time I saw Rachel Weisz in anything. And
same.
I was like, who's this little fantastic gal?
She was great. She was so good. And I think it's actually really hard sometimes to cast because I think the directors and the writers and all of that don't give them enough. And then they get kind of tropey. So when you get a really good actress in there, it's the best.
The best.
So she was
heartily
so good.
Agree.
So good.
Oh, The Mummy. Wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
All due respect to your husband. This is MASH. It's
an I know.
Universe.
I'm ready. Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser.
Great.
I don't even need the question. Brendan Fraser.
Great. I don't know how you're going to pick two more.
Yep.
By the way, I realized that you said it three times, hoping I would just write his name down three times, but it's not happening.
I'm going to say Seth Green, though I think we would be more best friends, but it's okay. You know, we could start.
I'm not saying you have to
start as lovers and then become
friends. Companion. Yeah, this could be sexy. It can be companionship. I don't mind.
And then I think I'm going to say Drew Barrymore.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. Next category, three foods that in this reality, perhaps you just can't eat volumes of like you could when you were younger without feeling sick.
Hot dog. Hot dogs. Hot dogs. It makes me so sad that hot dogs make me feel so bad, Janet.
Great.
They make me feel bad and sad.
Perhaps not in this MASH world. If you get hot dog, you're golden.
Yeah.
And it could also just be, something that you just wish you could have at the snap of your finger that's, like, hard to sort of
hard
do that
to
with.
Get. Cake.
Yeah, great.
Just any cake. I can't do that anymore. And then, last one. Grapefruit.
Really? Okay.
I love a grapefruit.
What a healthy choice.
Well, I do enjoy it. But it's a very...
I gotta tell you, I do get those little citrus...
Yeah.
Like sores on if I eat too much grapefruit, which too much is now like two bites. I'm so it would be nice not to have to deal with that.
Exactly.
All right. A beautiful grapefruit. Perfect. Next category, I would like to do three skills that are reality based. So this isn't like magical powers, but three skills that imagine if you could just. Great.
Axe throwing. I would like to be able to refurbish like a car, right?
Like
car engine, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I already think I'm good at like painting the house, like painting something. Like if I'm like, Stefan will be like, can we do, and I'll be like, yes. And then it's never even, it's never right. Like I'm not
right
the handyman for little things that I would like to be. I can put a garbage disposal in, no problem. But if you want me, like, I would like to be handier.
Yeah.
With just basic yeah. handyman jobs.
Agree. Yeah. I feel the same. Okay. In part for me, I think 50% of that would just be like endow me with more patience because that's part of it for me. It's like, oh my God, I can't wait to paint this wall.
Yeah.
I for sure am not going to tape anything off because I'm excited to paint the wall. Why would I? You want to spend a day of prep? I'm not going to care about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I need to do this now.
That's right. So yeah, maybe it's just patience. It's a different question.
But handiness,
yeah,
I think.
Handiness.
Is wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, next one. Let's do, you have a room in your home that is like somehow, you know, sort of magically whatever space you need, you open it up. What is that room for? Three things. Is it a home gym?
No, it's crafting. Crafting.
Where,
and in particular, where I can make a mess and walk away leaving the mess. That's really what that's about.
Got it.
A library.
Wonderful.
And obviously a room for axe throwing.
Obviously.
Yep. A breaking room. One of those rooms like where you can go in and smash everything. Yeah. Like I'll just take that with an axe.
Satisfying. Oh, that's satisfying. Okay. Three places in the world that we're going to be able to teleport you to your vacation home. Now, when I say vacation, it doesn't have to be, you know, a place on the beach. Vacation for me would be like, put me in the
Lexington,
center of London.
Virginia.
Great.
Lexington, Virginia. I'm going to say... I do like a beach every once in a while.
Sure.
Where was I? I can't even remember where we just were. I went somewhere with a friend. Ah, fuck it. Let's just say, here's a question. I'm safe wherever I go, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
My safety as a woman in the world is guaranteed.
Yes.
Okay, good to know. Then I would
Great question.
Really like to explore the Middle East. So, I mean, that's really broad. So, let's just say we'll start with like Egypt.
Okay, great.
And if it could be like,
That'll be your home base, and you'll be safe.
Yep. And then,
wonderful.
Last one, I'm going to say, Panama City, Florida.
Great.
Yeah. The Redneck Riviera.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. And then final category. Mm-hmm. Ooh, what would I like to do? Okay. Final category, three musicians that write an album. They create an album. It's for you. It's brand new music.
Yep.
But somehow they've tapped into your inner self.
Barry Manilow, who, by the way, is the only man who has ever understood me. I have been a fan of Low since before high school. A.K.A. why no one dated me. Okay.
I didn't expect that. Yeah. I didn't expect it to necessarily mix with the other bands we were talking
Fanilo.
About.
Fanilo is what they call us. So Barry Manilow. Taylor Swift, because then my children might understand me better.
Love that.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny, old pal.
Old pal.
Okay. I'm going to do a little wiggle squiggle. So tell me when
the squiggle.
Stop.
I forgot
That's
the squiggle.
Right. Here I go.
All right.
Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right. Okay.
While you're counting things up, I'll just talk about why people should support podcast during Max Fun Drive.
I was about to say, this is your time to vamp. You can talk about your podcast. You can talk about Max Fun. You can talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
Not going to say no to a little Max Fun Drive love.
It's Max Fun Drive. It's the one time of year that all the shows on Max Fun reach out to you, listeners, to support us because all the podcasts are listener supported and artist owned, which is not a normal thing. In this world.
Oh, my God,
God, Janet, I listened to a podcast just out in the world that wasn't a Max Fun podcast, and I could not believe how many ads there
Dude,
were. Like, it
don't
was,
get me started. It feels like a sketch.
It does. It does. It feels like, and they're like absurd ads that have nothing
oh
to do.
My God.
I'm like, am I listening to an ad about?
And the mixing is off. Oh. Where like you're listening to a quiet podcast, and then it's like, don't you wish you had Tide?
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Julian.
It's okay. Julian and
the
I
worst.
Are both Alabama fans, so it's okay. But that you don't get that on Max Fun.
No,
you don't. Because we are listener supported, which allows us to pick and choose if we want ads and what ads we would put on. And we don't do more than two ads max. And they're yep. always delightful.
That's right.
And humorous and fun. So those are some good reasons. Also, you might think, God, this is a popular show, or I love this show. I bet they get a lot of support, so they don't need me. Somebody yeah. else is already doing it. You might be surprised.
Oh,
wrong
you would be surprised.
You are.
Everyone thinks that.
Everyone thinks that.
Everyone thinks that. And I get it. Yeah. And I get it. But this really is the yeah. cooperative that it is described as being. And if anyone on this network, up to and including every person who is now an owning member,
yeah.
Bless our Jesse Thorne, had wanted that, then this would just, everyone would like be working for Amazon.
Yeah, no, 100%.
But that's not what anyone wanted or chose.
So if you think that somebody else is doing it, they're not. You need to go and do it. And I'm just going to like add this one thing, because I think your listeners would like this as high school JV fans. One Bad Mother's bonus content this year.
I'm very excited about this.
It's so good.
It feels like you just made BOCO for my show.
Yeah, well.
Like, thank you for that. Thank you for
welcome.
That gift.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It is, we unearthed a book from when I was 13, 14, called Buzz, Buzz, Boys. And it's a choose your own romance.
Oh my
and
God.
My child got a hold of it and literally read the back cover and said, is this real? Like really? Like, yeah. Here's a little from the first page. You spent,
please.
Literally, this is the first line. You spent all summer living off of blueberries and the occasional trout. Now you've lost weight. And from that point on, Gabe, our producer, starts a count of body shaming in it. So she's going back to high school with her new thin body. And now, what will the boys think? And a lot of choices that we have to make.
Choose your own adventure.
And so,
I mean, that's a huge commitment.
Yeah.
Creating something like that, especially at that age, is like, that's a real commitment. So I'm very impressed.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't make it. This was literally a book in the world.
I thought you were saying you made it.
If I had made it, I would get all the boys and I would be just as I was.
I know. And I guess this is just, did not. Yeah. When you say you unearthed, you mean like it
literally
is out there.
A real book
called
Boys, Boys, Boys.
Oh my God. Boys, boys, boys.
Just so that you all know, that episode is available right now to
get it.
People who support all of Max Fun at $5 a month. But listen to this. If One Bad Mother hits our first goal of 60 new upgrading boosting members by soon, I don't know when this is coming out, but real soon, by the time you hear this, we've probably made it. We have a second episode. And in that episode of Boys, 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 we get to a big choice and we stop. And we're going to open it up to you, the listeners.
It was meant to be. This is the reason this book exists
at
all.
You get to help us choose.
This is what it's all about.
You get to help my 14-year-old choose what to do next. By the way, when she first read it by herself, she wound up alone on Saturday night. Better luck next time. And I was like, I'm so proud of you, baby girl. So proud of you. Anywho, so go
amazing.
Now, MaximumFun.org/join. Go support. Go listen. Janet works her fucking ass off here and does so much good, fun work. There aren't other shows like this one. You got to go support. This has been a real shit show of a month or so for Janet. And like whenever these Mac Spun drives come around, it just does seem to time out perfectly with like shit shows for people. And like, it takes so much. It's a lot of work during Mac Spun drive. It's also like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it's more fun when we hear you saying that you like the show. Like, even just, I swear to God, clicking likes. I fucking make content and shit. I put it out there and it's like 20 people. I'm like, we get 10,000 downloads. What the fuck? Why only 20 people liking this? Oh, shoot. Oh. Right? And then I run and I curl up in a blanket. So show the love. Go support Janet and the JV Club. It's a really great show. Yay, women in podcasting and funny people.
My. So there you go. We did not have a conversation about this in advance, and I am blushing. I'm so uncomfortable with how
I don't like
wonderful
it either.
You are.
And I don't like it either. So it's so much nicer to be on your show and be like, go, you'll find me. It's okay. But go and do this.
Biz.
Now tell me.
What a treat.
Tell me.
Oh,
are you
friend.
Done? Are you done?
My friend.
I cannot
this
wait.
This is juicy. This is very good.
Okay, I'm so excited.
These results are very positive.
Okay.
We have, in a couple of cases, we have some real, we have a through line happening.
Is it wieners?
The yes, it is.
Yes!
God damn it.
All right.
All right. So no wonder you could do it. We could flip it. Either no wonder you're such a brilliant axe thrower because you have an axe throwing room.
Oh, it could be.
Or no wonder you have an axe throwing room because you're such a badass axe thrower. Of course you need that space to get your axe throwing done.
Yes.
But those two things came, they showed up for you
right
in
away.
As twins. Mm-hmm. So those two things are living together side by side, making it all possible for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to gift you not just one axe throwing room in your home that you sit in right now, but also in your apartment in Lexington, Virginia.
Oh!
Your vacation home.
I need it.
Beautiful apartment in Lexington. I want to... again, it's tiresome work. And I don't mean tiresome like you don't like doing it, but I mean it's thirsty work.
Yeah.
Thirsty work throwing those axes.
Yeah.
I want you to know you could have unlimited hot dogs. So yes, it is wiener themed. Unlimited wieners.
Glad. I'm so
go
glad.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Eat the gobble up those hot dogs
yes.
to your heart's content.
Thank
zero
God.
Ramifications.
Yay.
Take that sodium on. Mm-hmm. You want to give a little pinch of it to your pet, the talking cat? Go for it.
Okay.
That cat's going to be able to tell you whether they want it or not.
Yep.
So it's up to you guys. You guys are a team on this.
They've been coaching.
Do they want to...
They've been coaching my axe throwing. So, you know.
That's it. That's it. That's absolutely it. So congrats on that. You certainly can jump into the usual suspects whenever you want to escape into that world and everything it contains.
Yep.
You also have an album that, wait for it. Who do you really give a shit about? Come on. Who do you care about
Barry.
From that list?
Barry.
Yeah. Guess what, Fanilo? You got your own album.
I am going to be so
sad
when he's dead.
Your very soul in song form.
The only man that understands me. He came and he gave without taking. That's what he did. Janet, looks like we made it. We are. Okay. Who am I with?
But this is the thing, is that you say all that. Yeah. You're telling me about how he's the only man who ever understood you.
Yeah.
What's Brendan Fraser going to think about that?
Oh, Brendan Fraser.
Is he going to feel jealous?
No, he won't.
He's going to get it.
He'll sing to me.
Oh, he will sing.
He'll sing some
he
Barry.
Will.
Well,
he
to
will.
Be fair, Stefan took me to see Barry in Las Vegas and got us like in the front row like tables. So look.
You know why? Because Barry's not threatening to a partner.
No, Barry's gay.
Somehow it's all working harmoniously.
Yes.
And that's going to be true with Brendan too. Oh, I don't know why I worried about it. That was a non-issue.
Hunky. He's hunky.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you got, my friend. I mean, this is strong showing right
here. That was a good gift. Well, you got to also, what do they say? Put it out there to the universe.
Yeah.
And then the universe will give back. That is what MASH is all about.
This is like, bear with me. This will be the last thing I'll say that I'll let everyone go. But there is an image I have in my head. Mm-hmm. And it is, I need you to imagine, it is Mad Magazine cover style art. Of Biz with a hot dog, just a bare hot dog sticking out like a cigar, and holding an axe and then getting ready to throw it.
Yeah.
And then there's a talking cat sitting next to you. And that feels like ready to go. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I will not get that regardless of goals. Sorry.
I was really hoping
I mean,
could
I might get
way.
Like a
if
hot
we get
dog.
To 1,000. If we get to 1,000.
Maybe I'll get a
combined,
hot dog.
1,000 right. combined yeah. new
maybe I'll
or
get a hot
boosting
dog.
Members.
I'll get a hot dog that says Brendan Fraser. That's what I'll get. Brendan Fraser
oh,
hot
God,
dog.
I've never wanted anything to happen more in my life.
There
than
you
that.
Go. Yeah. Let's. You know why I'm laughing? Because I'll never get to 1,000. So go ahead. Also, we promised listeners, like Stefan, we were doing like a live Ask Me Anything, and Stefan was in here and he was like, if you get to 1,000, which I was like, ha!
Yeah.
He was like, Biz will walk on Legos with her bare feet. I was like, sure. Sure. So if we get to 1,000, I'll walk on Legos with my bare feet. I will also get a hot dog tattoo that says Brendan Fraser. And if Janet and I, if JV Club and One Bad Mother both reach their goals for the drive, we're going to make a teacup Sasquatch.
A teacup Sasquatch. Shirt. Come on. You want that shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You want that shirt. Don't be a fool.
You do.
I'm not chiding you.
Yeah. You're
wannabe. It's going to be great.
All right. I look forward to posting all of those promises online and tagging you.
We have work to do.
You're welcome.
We have work to do. Biz, thank you so much. This was a highlight of my day.
Oh,
and
mine too.
I could not. I think the world of you. And I'm so proud and honored to be a member of the Max Fun family with you. So thank
me
you
too.
For being with me during Max Fun Drive.
Absolutely.
Everybody
same
else.
Here. Yeah. You're doing
go,
a good
go
job,
do it, everybody.
Janet. Yeah,
you're doing a good job.
You're all doing a good job.
I don't need you to be melting down in a Target to tell you that.
Oh,
yeah.
But I do love to melt down in a
but
Target.
But I do love to melt down in a Target as well.
And clap.
Goodbye. All right, wonderfuls. That is the wrap on the episode with Biz Ellis from One Bad Mother. Please support Biz's podcast as well. When you go on to MaximumFun.org/join, I strongly encourage you to go ahead and select Biz's podcast, One Bad Mother, as well as the JV Club. Give her your love and support. She is a dynamo. You know it. You just listened to that episode with her. She's my hero. And it was such a blast having her on. And Julian, thank you so much for coming on and talking benefits with me as we get through this last week of Max Fun Drive. So when people are hearing this, the chances are that they're starting to run out a little bit. There's a little bit of time left to make sure you get all of those gifts if you join during Max Fun. You can join year round, but this is a very special time of year where you get all of the benefits we've been talking about, right?
100%. There's no rule that you have to find a podcast during the late March, early April times as we are wont to do this time of year. But we do try to make sure that this is our time where we show a lot of appreciation for everybody. And how great was that chat with Biz Ellis? Roll Tide to Biz one more time. She knew that I was going to say it at least once for her, and now she'll hear this and think, like, thank goodness, I thought he wasn't going to do it.
We did it.
But, it's just those are the types of chats that you get when you listen to the JV Club with Janet Varney. So if you're sitting there and you're like, you know what? Every time I listen to Janet, I look forward to hearing people share these great personal stories that I don't hear anywhere else. You know what? It's time for me to show my appreciation, or it's time for me to kick it up a little bit. I love it so much, I'm going to boost up a couple bucks. It might be one extra dollar a month, but that is such a great commitment from you, and I love you for it. If you're a $12 person, if you're a $13 person, no shame in your game. You have helped out this show, and you have helped out Max Fun so much because you care, and that care is something that we do not minimize. We love you so much for it.
No, we really appreciate you, and you know, we said it earlier in the show, so we're not going to, you know, hit you over the head with it, but it just that where your money goes for this network, I just cannot explain to you how much it means. We are going to, you know, we're just going to throw a tiny bit of shade at some of the huge subscription companies because it's true. You're just not seeing the immediacy and you're not like, I mean, you can put a face to every person who's benefiting from the money that you guys are putting in per month. I mean, It's real. It's real. You can go to MaximumFun.org. You can go to MaximumFun.org/join, but stick around. Stay on the site. Peruse. Find out who is working behind the scenes at the network. Find out what other shows are on the network that you may not know about. It's all there waiting for you. It's a wonderful community of people, and I'm so proud to be a part of it, and I cannot thank you enough for making it possible, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Thank you for riding through Max Fun Drive with us. We know it's a wild ride, and we appreciate you so much. And Julian, you're the best.
No, you're the best, Janet. And I'll say, for those of you that went to MaximumFun.org/join and are Max Fun members, the shows are going to sound even better. They just will, because you had a hand in helping make them. Like That's this right. one right now. Maybe you helped make this one. Maybe you signed up last week and you're like, let me hear the show that I am helping make possible, the JV Club with Janet Varney. And I love you so much for it. That's great.
Exactly. Thank you, friends, for making us just that little bit shinier. We love you, and happy Max Fun Drive. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Really all you need was a peck from her. Maybe we should trade for some physics or black market spines to go and get us back. Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.